My name is Orrin Hatch. I am running for the United States Senate, and I need your votes in order to force a primary runoff which will benefit the Republican Party in Utah. I am the only non-Washington establishment candidate out of the five running for this high office. I grew up in poverty. We were very poor, but my parents were great and noble people. They instilled within each of us nine children the desire to serve, to do what is right, and love of this great country. My good dad saw to it that I learned a trade. In my teens, I entered into an apprenticeship in the building trades. I later became a journeyman lather, a member of the AFL-CIO, and worked my way through high school, college, and law school with my bare hands. During law school, my good wife, kids, and I lived in a converted two-room chicken coop on $150 a month. If I hadn't had a full honor scholarship through law school, we would have never made it. As an attorney, I have always represented the oppressed individuals against the federal government and won. On more than one occasion, we have had to fight for our clients' lives for no other reason than the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. has taken the position that all Utahns are crooks. At times, it has been pathetic. Unlike many who have been preaching doomsday philosophies concerning the future of our country, I believe that although our present national debt is approaching $600 billion, I believe we can effectively balance our budget by curbing our excesses, curtailing the bureaucracy, reducing federal encroachment into every aspect of our lives, and by enacting a constitutional amendment which will require a balanced budget within a reasonable time. Furthermore, I would do my best to have Congress require that every agency, commission, bureau, committee, and other division of the federal government periodically justify its existence and prove that such agencies' benefits clearly outweigh its costs. I believe that by setting priorities and reasonable goals, we can, with the help of our great scientific community, again become energy self-sufficient. I believe we must go all out to develop our gas and oil, oil shale, fossil fuels, nuclear, solar, geothermal, wind, and fusion energy processes to make us energy self-sufficient. We must set goals and priorities and do everything within our power to meet them. Two of the greatest scientists in the world have indicated to me that we have the technological capacity to solve our energy problems if we start now, and if Congress will get behind the program. I believe we can fight and reduce inflation by the utilization of honest and intelligent economic policies which will encourage the cooperation of all citizens, businesses, and agencies. I believe we can reduce the crime in our streets with more effective criminal laws, penal institutions, encouragement of the courts to crack down, and by a return to the moral and ethical standards of our founding forefathers. I believe we can reduce the oppressive tax burdens by requiring each governmental agency, commission, bureau, and committee to periodically justify its existence. I believe that the low credibility rating of Congress in the eyes of the public can be overcome, and that honesty, integrity, and hard work can again typify our Congress. I believe the Social Security program for the aged can be brought out of bankruptcy and restored to economic health. I believe we can expand and strengthen business, industry, mining, and resource development without ruining our environment. I believe we can bring greater profits to the farmers. I believe we can ultimately remove the federal government from competing with private enterprise. I believe we can restore dignity to the states and strengthen the concept of states' rights. I believe we should and can preserve God-given life and reduce the exposure to our children of pornography, filth, and corruption. I'm against both abortion and pornography. I believe that the youth of our country need to work. I believe that we need to provide them with jobs and opportunities. I do not believe that a young man needs to be 16 years of age before he starts to work. We must increase and develop the work ethic with the youth of our country. The child labor laws were very important in their day because of rampant exploitation of the youth in our society. However, I submit that those days are over and there is a greater need for our youth to be kept busy at worthwhile part-time and summer jobs and opportunities. I would lower the minimum age to 14 across the board. I would also hope that we could innovatively and creatively find jobs and responsibilities to increase the dignity of our youth, which can sometimes only come from working hard and earning their own way. I believe that the present approach to income taxes and federal estate and gift taxes are inadequate, especially for the people of Utah. I believe that many farmers and small businessmen are in danger of losing their farms and businesses upon the death of parents. I would recommend that we increase the federal exemptions for federal estate taxes and increase the amount of gift tax exemptions so that farmers and small business owners do not lose their businesses at the time of the death of loved ones. I believe that if we can effectively curtail the bureaucracy to a more efficient use of budgetary monies and tax, we will be able to more than offset the rather small losses that would occur from intelligent estate and gift tax programs. I believe this is the greatest country in the world, and that we will continue to be blessed as a country if we elect decent and honorable men to the government. I want to emphasize that Senator Moss has been rated by the American Conservative Union's rating of Congress as the 8th most liberal senator in the United States of America. The American Conservative Union has been surprised that the House Republicans are becoming more conservative, but the Senate has been moving more to the left. Moss is one of the leaders of the move to the left. He has voted for virtually every fiscally irresponsible spending bill that there is. He has voted for bills that have caused the spiraling inflation from which we are all suffering, although the aged feel that because he has supported nursing home legislation and other legislation which theoretically will benefit the aged, what they do not know is that he has voted for virtually every inflationary bill that has come out of Congress. The biggest cost to the aged occurs as a result of inflation. Senator Moss is one of the leaders in causing the inflation of this country. If the aged really knew what he has done, they would not be pacified by the rhetoric and other protestations of Senator Moss. On 30 key issues, Moss has voted against the conservative position 24 times. Utahns have got to start recognizing this. However, suddenly, Senator Moss is acting like one of the most conservative and fiscally responsible senators in the Senate. In his recent, quote, Senate update, unquote, for the winter of 1975-76, Senator Moss uses headlines, quote, fiscal responsibility number one goal for 1976, unquote. Utahns should not be deceived by this. The man has never voted for fiscal responsibility and never will. His voting record has been a disgrace in our Congress. He is a captive of special interest groups and has not acted in the best interests of the people of the state of Utah. We must have a change. Not only should we change by dismissing Senator Moss from the Senate, but we must work to assist in the dismissal of many others who have been dominating our country for years and running us into bankruptcy. Senator Moss has long been known as one of the handful of senatorial budget busters. The Budget Buster Award was given to Senator Moss because of his vote on a dozen key spending issues last year. As you can see, our senator speaks out of both sides of his mouth. For the first 5 years of each of his terms, he very much votes the fully liberal line. During the last year, he starts talking about fiscal and governmental responsibility. Some old-fashioned politicians in the Republican Party have told me that I don't have a chance, that, unlike the other candidates, I filed too late and have not had enough time to do the necessary pre-mass meeting delegate work. Therefore, there is no way I can be in the primary battle. However, a great number of progressive Republican leaders have encouraged me to run. They think you delegates will listen. They and I believe the people of Utah want someone who can beat Moss, someone new, someone who will fight him head-to-head, someone who is not and has never been part of the Washington establishment. Give the people of Utah a choice. Although the other four candidates are fine men, they all have Washington establishment backgrounds. They have all had a year or more to seek delegate support. They believe they have the convention delegates all locked up. I don't believe that. Please consider voting for me. Then the Republicans will really have a choice. We Republicans can choose whether we want a Washingtonian or someone who is new, aggressive, a fighter, not enamored with Washington and who can take on Moss and beat him. I have fought the bureaucracy in the federal courts and won for the benefit of literally thousands. I now want to fight the bureaucracy in Washington for you and millions like you. I need your votes. Please vote for me and give Utahns a choice. I will beat Senator Moss, and you'd better believe it. One final note. When I beat Senator Moss, thereafter I will be back to support other Republican candidates until this party again becomes the strength of Utah and the nation.